Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply GNN, the Good News Network. GNN, the Good News Network. My friends, you know it. When we turn on the television or go online to look at any news show, the first thing they show us is something negative. You've got to really search and pay attention to find anything positive on the news these days. It would make a person believe that there isn't anything positive happening anywhere in the world because all we see is the negative. I would say, my friends and neighbors, those who are solid and those who recognize as business leaders the importance of sharing positivity are the ones who need to launch the Good News Network. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you recognize the need for positivity and you know that it leads to productivity, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to specialize in being the distributor and disseminator of nothing but good news. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's outline this good news philosophy with our four key points found in our GOOD acronym. These are four key elements that we should always promote in a positive light when doing business with those around us. That first one, my friends and neighbors, we should lead with generosity. Yes, my friends, we're in a society filled with takers, people who are concerned about me, myself, and I. Those who will oftentimes accentuate all the money you can make, but never talk about the good things that we can give. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to go against that philosophy and give generosity the publicity it deserves. I challenge you, my friends, to do things that are good in the lives of other people. Be able to write down at the end of the day 3 to 5 things that you have done that show generosity to somebody else. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your smiles, your kind words, your encouragement, all of those things are ways that you can show generosity. Now, you may be thinking, well, I've got to give somebody some money, or I've got to give of my time or give of my talents. Well, I would say first and foremost, give the greatest gift of all, and that's the gift of love. That's loving yourself and loving what you do and loving those who do it with you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we can first of all be generous with our love, our kind words, our smiles, our pats on the back, the things that people see within us that will always keep them coming back, that's a domino effect. It's going to automatically mean that yes, you will give money. Yes, you will give time. Yes, you will give of your talents because first and foremost, you have given the most valuable gift you've got, and that's the love for your fellow man. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I will say if people can characterize you as a generous individual, one who freely dedicates time to helping others advance, one who freely gives money to helping other people excel, one who freely, without expecting anything in return, gives of the talents that you have been given. Yes, my friends, that's the news that should lead. We should lead with generosity. That O in our GOOD acronym reminds us of the importance of promoting opportunity. You see, opportunity has been a victim of fake news because we have been taught that opportunity only knocks once, that it only comes around every now and then. That's not true, my friends and neighbors. In fact, opportunity is always abundant. Every day we have the opportunity to brighten somebody else's day. Every day we have the opportunity to share something with someone to lift them up that may have been down in the dumps. I can say, my friends and neighbors, that opportunity is not elusive. It's not hard to find. Do you know how to find opportunity? First of all, we must become opportunity. We must open the door for somebody else, and we'll discover that doors keep opening for us. We should promote, my friends and neighbors, every time there is a chance to excel and advance. You look around you. Look at the different opportunities that you've had just in the course of your life, the things that you've been able to do, the places you've been able to go, the doors that have been opened for you. Opportunity wasn't some elusive treasure that you had to go and dig to find. All you've got to do is recognize recognize that around every corner, there is a chance for your life to change. Every conversation is an opportunity for something good to happen. Every time that you meet someone new or go somewhere different or open your mind to receive new things, opportunities standing by. Yes, my friends, we should promote it in its most positive light. The other one we should promote that gets falsely promoted, the second O in our good acronym, is opposition. You see, oftentimes opposition is also negatively characterized. We see opposition as the enemy. We see it as a stunt to our progress. We see it as an impediment to our growth. But we should see it differently than that, my friends, because opportunity shows us how much we've grown. Think about it. Imagine watching a football game with only one team on the field. You wouldn't be excited about that game because all you would see is an offense with no defense. Imagine watching a basketball game and only one team was on the court playing. Well, of course they'd make every shot because they didn't have opposition. Opposition shows you how good you really are. You see, we've got to embrace opposition in a positive light when team members go through adversity. I challenge you to find the good in that adversity, to show them how much they've grown and how well they're advancing and how maturely they're handling adverse situations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is the grit that causes us to climb and to go further and faster every single day. Opposition is a good thing. Where would you be if it wasn't for the opposition that you face? It made you tougher. Boxers have sparring partners because they're facing opposition. Then they get into the ring and they're already prepared for the enemy that's on the other side or the opponent in the corner. We should get excited when things don't go exactly as we planned because it allows us to unlock our creativity. When was the last time you pumped up opposition and promoted it as good and showed those around you that this is the time for them to shine? Last but not least, my friends, the good news that we should share is the good news of discipline. You know, discipline is also a victim of fake news because people are encouraging us to work smarter and not harder. They actually discourage hard work. But my friends and neighbors, we should be the ones that are proponents of all that is good. Paying attention to detail is a discipline that's a great thing. Following up is a discipline that's a great thing. We're not passing the buck or kicking the can down the line. We've got a schedule. We maintain it. We've got an agenda. We follow it. We've got a meeting plan and we outline that plan. How would you rate your discipline, my friends? Would you say that you can every time do the right thing the right way? If you can, I challenge you to promote it. Don't talk about everybody that's falling short. Promote those that are doing the things the right way every time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a good news network. It is when we promote all of the great benefits of being adequate leaders in generosity, opposition, opportunity, and discipline. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.